let's do this one more time, guys. We've been having technology difficulties, and I really apologize for that. I've been starting this for about 3 times and so, but you guys know that this is how we do the business, and you guys need to be able to understand that it's okay when you make mistakes. It's okay when you do it. As soon as you can be able to fix them, you can be able to actually be able to overcome the situation. So don't be, really scared when you start doing the business, because sometimes that's what actually makes us, feel like we cannot be able to actually become a consultant with Ambit Energy, because we are so afraid of the mistakes that we can be able to do. I mean, what's happening right now? I having these troubles and all that, and I can be able to make it happen, you know? And this is one of the things that I actually, me and Carmen Flores, we're going to talk today. She has, like, an amazing training, and I want you guys to be able to listen to this. I want to make sure that you guys know that we're going to be translating this this call. So let me share with you guys who is Carmen Flores. Carmen Flores is an amazing leader in the area of Houston. In Texas, I mean, she was able to plan this business long time ago. She's been with the company about 15 years. And literally, she trailblazed her way into this business. She's been doing a lot of history in this company by the highest standards that she got. If you don't know who she is, and you guys will be able to learn about, like, who is this amazing lady. But let me put her in the call right now. Carmen, are you there? Can you hear me?
Claro que sí.
No, we're in. Yes, we're here. Yeah, so we're excited. So, Carmen, can you please tell us a little bit of who you are, who you were before you joined in Ambit, so in that way people can be able to know? ¿Puedes decirnos un poquito de quién era Carmen antes de entrar a lo que era Ambit para que la gente te pueda conocer un poco más?
Creo que sí, Lupita. ¿Me escuchas bien, verdad?
Of course, yes.
Perfecto.
Sí.
Gracias, Lupita. Primeramente, muchas gracias por la invitación a las personas que llevan a cabo esta gran conferencia como tú y los grandes líderes también del área de Chicago. Pues realmente, Lupita, ¿quién es Carmen Flores? Una persona común como todos ustedes. Soy una mujer soltera ya por muchos años. Pero Carmen Flores inició una carrera en México como educadora y farmacéutica. Y al llegar aquí a Estados Unidos, pues dejé mi familia buscando un sueño, buscando algo mejor para mi vida, para mi padre. Pero cuando me inicio en Ambit, mi padre fallece y no pude lograr realmente el sueño que yo tenía.
Okay, so thank you so much, Lupita, and thank you so much for all the leaders from Texas, Chicago, and all over the place. I'm not just like every other person, a common lady, and like everybody else, as I become into this business, I wasn't able to accomplish the dream to actually be able to do what I want before my father passed away. I'm from Mexico, and I was able to do several things. I am in the teaching area as well. I was part of the pharmaceutical business as well, but here I am in the U.S.
Aparte de realizarme como educadora, nunca lo he mencionado, pero también trabajé como comerciante en los mercados de mi pueblo, visitando otras comunidades rurales en donde me dediqué a la venta de productos de Estados Unidos, como decimos vulgarmente la fayuca, ¿verdad, Lupita?
Cierto. One of the things that I did say, besides that I was teaching in Mexico, as well, I become a salesperson, you know, from all the goods that it was coming from other areas like the U.S., and, you know, like I was doing this sales as well when I was in Mexico.
Claro, y sin obtener un automóvil, siempre yendo mi hermana y yo a los comercios en autobuses de segunda clase.
And I was like working really hard with my sister, and I was taking regular buses and all that, second class buses, so in that way I can be able to transport myself because I didn't have a car down there.
Al ver la situación que estábamos viviendo en México, pues decidimos dejar nuestra carrera y llegar aquí a Estados Unidos, trabajando en lavado de autos, cuidado de niños, babysitter, housekeeping, limpieza de casa por más de 10 años.
So seeing like the situation that we were going through in Mexico, we decided to just leave our jobs down there in our careers and come here to the U.S. And now we were doing car wash, babysitting, housekeeping, and I was doing housekeeping for over 10 years.
Lo de limpieza de casas lo empecé a formalizar ya después de que empecé ya a trabajar como agente de ventas por 22 años. Y basado en eso, antes de cuando dejé la limpieza de casas, pues conocí el Evangelio, la Iglesia Adventista.
So I was doing the housekeeping for over 10 years, and then I decided to do it like more committed into that business when I decided to as well become a salesperson. And then after that, I find out about church, and I was able to. To start that being like even more serious.
Aparte de eso, pues trabajé gracias al conocer a Dios, conocer el Evangelio, pues me dediqué 22 años como misionera dentro de la Iglesia Adventista.
Other thing that I decided to do, like besides to work with God and for God, I become a missionary for the church as well.
Por más de 22 años.
For over 22 years.
De ser misionera, solamente impartíamos libros de educación a los hogares de puerta en puerta.
We used to just give away books door to door so they can be able to have them.
En ese lapso de tiempo, Lupita, pues me siento contenta de poder estar en esta plataforma contando mi historia. Ya que fui invitada la vez pasada, pero deseo que ahora al contar la segunda parte de mi historia pueda impactar no solamente mi vida, sino la vida de las personas que están en esta llamada de conferencia, que realmente el esfuerzo que hagamos tiene una gran recompensa y de eso quiero hablarles esta noche.
Okay, last time I was invited to this call, but sadly I wasn't able to do it, but this time I want to be able to use this time lapse so in that way I can be able to put the effort and we can be able to give impact to all the people that are here with us this night in the call.
En medio de todas las circunstancias que nosotros vivimos, para alcanzar el éxito tenemos que pagar el precio, y yo lo pagué muy alto.
So everybody, we are like in the middle of circumstances, and sometimes we need to be able to pay the price, so in that way we can be able to get where we're going. So in my case, I paid the price, and it was a really high price for me to be able to become who I am.
Posiblemente en esta noche estoy hablando a personas que han pasado posiblemente situaciones económicas, divorcios, la salud.
So possibly tonight I will be talking to people that they've been going through a lot. It can be financially, it can be health, or it can be through a divorce.
Pero en medio de estas circunstancias, Dios siempre tiene ángeles que nos ayudan, nos levantan y nos estimulan.
But even though that we're going through all these circumstances, there are angels that they help us. So in that way, we can be able to get up and we can be able to get stronger and we can be able to just continue.
Pero siempre hay que mantener la fe para poder alcanzar nuestras metas.
But always we need to be able to maintain the faith so in that way we can be able to accomplish all our goals.
En ese lapso de tiempo, cuando empecé como misionera, formé un hogar, pasé dos divorcios.
In the last one, when I started becoming a missionary, I go through two divorces and I started a business.
Pero eso no me detenía a poder lograr mis metas y mis sueños.
But that did not stop me, so in that way I can be able to accomplish my goals and make my dreams a reality.
Porque en estos proyectos tú luchas por un sueño y mi meta a realizar era mi hijo, es mi hijo.
And one of the things that you find out is that you accomplish things and you go through things and that you go through these things and you don't see them, then no, you just accomplish them. And in my case, one of my biggest goals is my son.
Posiblemente tú estás pensando que estoy hablando de un niño de 8 o de 10 años.
Probably you may think that this a kid that is only 8 to 10 years old.
Ahora él tiene 30 años y soy abuela feliz de un nieto de 11 años.
By now he's a 30-year-old and I'm a happy grandma for my beautiful grandson that is 11.
Por eso te invito a que mires más o menos cuántos años transcurrieron en AMBI para que yo pudiera alcanzar mis metas.
So I want to invite you so in that way you can be able to see how many years I went through so in that way I can be able to accomplish my goal.
Y puedes notar que como misionera, pues mi hijo tenía entre 4 años y después creció 9, 10 años y vino ya esa gran oportunidad en mi vida que es AMBI de Energy.
And when I start my missionary, he was like about 4 years old. And then after that, he can be able to become older. And then is when AMBI came into my lap.
Esta oportunidad llegó a mi vida a través de un amigo, una amistad que tenemos por 30 años. Se llama Rigoberto Yepes, primer hispano dentro de la empresa y el primer millonario.
And this opportunity came actually from a friend of mine that we actually have a beautiful friendship for over 30 years from the first Hispanic consultant and as well first millionaire who is Rigoberto Yepes.
Ese fue el ángel que Dios me envió, un ángel muy insistente.
He is an angel that God sent to me, and he was really persistent.
¿Por qué? Porque muchas personas ven en ti algo, algo especial, algo que tú puedes dar, algo en el cual Rigo vio en mí, porque soy una de las personas que me gusta ayudar y enseñar a las personas.
And that's actually what happened because he saw something in me because I want to give, I want to be able to provide to other people so in that way they can be able to do things for themselves.
Esa fue la debilidad que Rigo vio en mí, el poder ayudar a la gente.
And he saw this quoted with weakness so I, because I want to be able to help people.
Para terminar, ¿quién es Carmen? ¿Quién era Carmen y quién soy hoy?
Just to finish up, who was Carmen and who is Carmen now?
La primera Carmen quedó en el pasado. La segunda Carmen es la que Dios me ayudó a levantarme con ayuda de Rigo.
The first one is the one that God left behind. And the new one is the one who God helped out to get up and be in the seat with the help of Rigo.
Y una de las causas muy importantes que te quiero hablar en esta noche, en este entrenamiento, lo que forma parte del liderazgo productivo.
And one of the things that I want to be able to share tonight is one of the biggest parts that is the productive leadership.
Gracias al liderazgo de Rigoberto Yepes, pude pagar un compromiso de $40,000, comprar la casa de mis sueños, salir de mis compromisos.
And thanks to all these tools and thanks to Rigo's leadership, I was able to pay off more than $40,000 in debt, buy the house of my dreams, and be able to get out of all this extra situation that it was not comfortable.
Eso es poco de lo que te estoy diciendo. Lupita es testigo vivo de lo que yo he pasado. He pasado más de 5 cirugías.
Yeah, that's just a little bit for you to see. Lupita has been able to be a witness of what I've been going through lately. I've been going through more than 5 surgeries.
Viajar a Chicago con impedimentos de mi rodilla, desvíos de mi rodilla, y gracias a este proyecto, pues Dios ha cubierto todas mis necesidades durante todos estos años. No son excusas por qué decir no he llegado a ejecutiva, no he llegado al millón. Pero puedo decirles que a través de estas adversidades, Dios me ha provisto desde mi cama, pagar todas mis finanzas, pagar todas mis utilidades, gracias a esos 30, 40 minutos que yo le dediqué a este proyecto, una hora que cambiaron el rumbo de mi vida y puede cambiar la tuya sin excusas.
This is not an excuse. I've been going through a lot. I've been going places here and there, going to Chicago, going to other areas. And with issues with my knee, and I was able to pay all my expenses, all my utilities are covered. I've been doing this, and I'm so glad that when I started, it was 30 minutes an hour, just a little bit of time, so now I can be able to be where I am right now. And I'm so grateful that I can be able to do this, because from my bed, I can be able to take care of myself and be able to take care of my needs.
Trabajar desde cama y recibir ingresos, yo creo que vale la pena el sacrificar esa hora o ese tiempo que tú le tienes que dedicar a Ambi.
Work from bed. I bet that this is something that it is really important. So in that way, you can be able to see that you can be able to sacrifice that 30 minutes, that an hour. So in that way, you can be able to see that this is possible.
Pues humildemente, Lupita, pues me ha dado la bendición de ser la primera hispana en Houston, tener una red de nacionales, ejecutivos, cientos de seniors regionales. Y si Dios me lo permite para este año próximo en Ambition, poder, con la gracia de Dios, llegar a la chaqueta amarilla.
Oh my God, I'm so, I'm so proud. Sorry, guys. Thanks to all this hard work, I'm able to say that I do have a lot of consultants that they are executives, that they're nationals, thousands of regional seniors, and with all the glory of God, I hope that by this next ambition, I can be able to get my yellow jacket.
Al final de del entrenamiento que les voy a dar esta noche, voy a dejarles con un mensaje pequeño resumido en unas cuantas palabras de lo que realmente Dios puede impactar también tu vida.
At the end of this training, I'm just going to leave a few words so in that way you guys can be able, how God can be able to impact your life, so in that way you can be able to start doing it for yourself.
Bueno, yo quisiera seguir contando mi historia porque mi historia no es un breve libro, es un testamento, ¿verdad? Sin contar accidentes automovilísticos que he tenido casi de muerte, pero al final yo les voy a decir lo que Dios espera de ti.
Okay, so I would love to continue talking about like who I am and all that kind of stuff, but at the end, I want you guys to be able to hear what I have for you guys, because my life, my story with Ambit has been, car crashes and all that, life or death situations, and I want to be able to share with you guys, but at the end, it's not only like a small portion that is going to be here, but I don't want to be able to share the big long story.
Perfecto, Lupita. Pues voy a hablar un poquito acerca aquí de lo que representa el preludio, Lupita. Y entre eso, adelante, Lupita.
Okay, so perfect. So, yeah. So, today, Carmen, she had an amazing training about what is preludio. And what is the pre-work for you to be able to talk with a person before the presentation, before the introduction, before the experience, before that. And that's one of the things that I realized yesterday. We were going over all these. Because she said that it's true, people want to know like the leadership part. They want to be able to know what they can be able to get out of this business and all that kind of stuff. But many of us, we don't have no idea how to be able to start making it happen. You know, because we are so into the numbers and the rah-rah and like the success. And sometimes people, they get... really scared because of that. And she was talking about, I don't know if that's how you pronounce this word, but in Spanish called preludio. In English, I think it's prelude. That's how you pronounce it. It's like the before of the starting point. It's like the action that it will come before the other one. That it comes from the entrance, that it comes before the starting point. So it's like how you prepare yourself to become the consultant. So this is going to be super exciting, and I know we're going to do it like a really short version, so in a way you guys can be able to have an idea how powerful is this. That's why Carmen Flores is Carmen Flores. So let's try, Carmen. And I'm going to share this with in Spanish as well. Una de las cosas que hablamos anoche fue precisamente de lo del preludio. Y la verdad, para mucha gente es muy importante saber todo esto. Porque es prepararse para convertirse en el consultor que necesita ser.
Exacto, Lupita. Uh-huh. Cuando hablamos de preludio, cuando escuchan las personas, en este caso nosotros los latinos, ¿verdad? Cuando se habla de preludio, piensan que hablamos del amor sexual, ¿no? Lleva parte eso, ¿verdad? Lo que es el preludio. Pero viéndolo en el ámbito profesional, también se aplica el preludio, Lupita.
Okay. So many people, like more in the Spanish area, they think that preludio has to deal with the sensual part of the relationships, you know? But it's actually kind of the same way with the business. So in that way, they can be able to know that there's something that it has to be before.
Muy bien, Lupita. Bueno, para las personas que nos están escuchando, todos vemos siempre la presentación, que es muy emotiva. Cuando tú vas a dar una presentación, yo he visto que muchas personas lo que hacen, ponen su computadora y sientan a las personas para ver la oportunidad de Ambit Energy. En mi experiencia, durante 15 años, yo jamás he puesto una presentación con computadora. Lo hago a memoria a través de lo que llamamos el plan de superación financiera, muy famoso, el 1-1.
So many people take the prospect to actually to see the presentation, or they bring a computer so in that way they can be able to share the presentation. I haven't been able to do that. I don't have the need to do that because I memorize the presentation, and I started doing the plans of the 101, so in that way I can be able to talk with the prospect.
Exacto, o posiblemente muchas personas se preguntan cuál es el 1-1. Es uno de los de las herramientas principales que se han diseñado para el alcance de nuestras manos. Es totalmente dado o transcrito, ¿verdad?, a través de la presentación de oportunidad, con un material que Rigo diseñó, que Lupita también lo tiene a la mano, que es el mismo plan de superación financiera, las 6-7 maneras de ganar dinero, o las 3 maneras que tú conoces.
Okay, so one of the things that we see is that we can be able to share the compensation plan and all the stuff because we have the tools, and there is a plan for you to be able to become more successful, and you can be able to do that. We have several tools, and as well, this is one of the tools that Rigo create or helped to create as well. So in that way, we can be able to give more information to the prospect.
Y no estamos hablando de algo desconocido, o sea, lo mismo que te voy a presentar ahorita es lo mismo que hablamos en las presentaciones de oportunidad. Y dentro del preludio voy a entrar directamente a unos 5, 6, 7 pasos que Lupita ya conoce y que hablamos anoche.
And one of the things that I'm going to give you the introduction into it is going to be to the prelude, so in the way you can be able to know how we actually do it. And they're going to be like about 5 or 6 steps that me and Lupita, we talked last night, and I was able to share with her that how we actually do the pre-101.
Okay. Dentro de esta presentación 1-1, yo en mi vida personal lo he experimentado que del 100%, cuando das una presentación 1-1, se firman el 99.9%.
So, inside of this plan of the 101, I've been experienced over all these years, there is a really high margin, a 99.9% of people signing up.
Muy bien, si tienes ahí papel y lápiz, te invito a que anotes los pasos que te voy a dar, que es lo que hace Carmen Flores, o de dónde aprendí yo eso, lo aprendí el señor Rigoberto Yepes. Parte del preludio, cuando tú estás empezando a dar la presentación, das lo que es el contacto amistoso, cómo romper el hielo con las personas para que puedas introducir y sobre todo crear conciencia e interés a las personas para que de esa manera puedan tomar una sabia decisión.
So this is how, if you have a pen and paper, I invite you to actually take notes. Because in here we're going to teach you how you can be able to break the ice and how you can be able to start the presentation, how you can be able to actually give them the introductions for them to be able to be interested.
La importancia de esto empieza uno el preludio en la primera parte. En este caso, yo voy a empezar a decirle a la persona por su nombre. Tengo que anotar el nombre y memorizarlo.
One of the things that we first going to start with is going to be able to get his information and be able to make them know who this person is, at least the name and the most important information about this person.
Dentro del contacto amistoso, le creas un poquito más de confianza a la persona. Al momento que le mencionas por su nombre, te presentas tú, le das tu nombre y de ahí empiezas a explicarle un poquito. Un breve testimonio. No puedes decir más de lo que tú sabes porque vas a quemar a un prospecto.
One of the things that you need to be able to understand is that you need to be able to get this person and feel comfortable. So that's why you're going to use his own name. Because people in that way, they're going to be able to feel like in a different zone. And one of the things is like you can be able to share a small testimonial, but really small, something that you know, that you actually know. You cannot be able to use information that you don't really experience.
En este caso, empiezo a contarle en breve mi testimonio, de dónde yo soy. Soy mexicana, soy del estado de Morelos. Tienes que mencionar pequeños detalles de dónde tú eres y explicarle realmente que un día estuve sentada como tú estás frente a mí. Y quiero explicarte que yo fui invitada por un gran amigo. Abro mi revista y le presento a Rigoberto Yepes. Aún no le muestro dónde estoy yo en la revista. Simplemente le presento a Rigo que él fue la persona que me invitó y empiezo a contar la historia de Rigoberto Yepes en menos de 30 segundos y en 30 segundos más mi historia, cómo yo llegué a este proyecto.
You have like about, you can be able to actually just share your information, just share who you are and understand that you need to give the information to the prospect and tell them that at some point you were invited as well, that you were in the other side of, from the table, that you were invited, that you start this business and all that. Like in my case, what I do, I open the magazine and I point where is Rigoberto Yepes, you know, like a friend who actually knows that I know and who is doing fantastic. I only have like about 30 seconds for me to be able to share this about him and also about me. So it's about like a minute that I can be able to share all this information with the prospect.
Posiblemente estoy hablando ahorita a una persona que dice, bueno, pero ¿cómo yo voy a contar mi testimonio si tengo apenas un mes en el proyecto, tengo dos semanas? Por eso es bien importante la edificación de tu upline. Cuando tú estás introduciendo una invitación a que las personas vean la presentación, tienes que hablar y edificar primeramente a la persona que te invitó al proyecto. Si aún no sales en la revista, si aún no tienes una trayectoria, una historia, te invito a que lo empieces a hacer, que te conectes mucho más tiempo al sistema, tomes fotografías para que de esa manera las personas que tú estás atrayendo a la presentación sepan que tú eres presencial, porque dice que nosotros somos cartas abiertas. Pero si tú no vas a una presentación, no te preparas, no haces caso al líder, ¿cómo vas a hacer una carta abierta hacia los demás? No tienes nada que contar, Lupita.
That's not true. And what she said, I'm sorry, I'm making like all this nothing. This is like really, really gold, guys. Because that's one of the things that she was saying is that if you have like 1 month, if you have like only a couple of weeks, if you have like only days, that's what many consultants may think, right? Like how I can be able to be the one who has this information, all that. That's why it's really important for people to be able to identify their upline, know who their upline is, know who their leaders are. So that's one of the things that many people, they need to understand, that they need to be able to connect to the system. They need to go to the events, take pictures. They need to be able to go and learn about it because at the end, they're going to become an open letter to the new prospect. If you truly want to do this business, you need to be able to become an open letter, and then you can be able to show something. Maybe you're not in the magazine. Maybe you are not yet in, you know, like in all these corporate events and all that kind of stuff, but you have a meeting. You have something that you can be able to connect to.
Voy a usar un nombre fuera de los que están aquí. Voy a usar el nombre de Rosy.
I'm going to use a name. Let's say Rosy.
Rosy, pues ya te he explicado ahora de dónde vengo, cómo llegué a esta gran oportunidad. tenía una deuda de $40,000, pero gracias a esta invitación de mi amigo Rigoberto Yepes, esas 80 horas que yo trabajaba laborales, pues ahora mira, trabajo de 4 o 5 horas a la semana. ¿Te gustaría a ti, Rosy, poder encontrar un proyecto donde te retires posiblemente 2 años, 3 años como tu servidora y tengas tiempo para la familia?
I'm just going to use this as an example. Let's say the name is Rosy, right? So this is me. I am a person who's retired from 80 hours of work that I was doing it on a weekly basis. Now it's only 4 to 5 hours every week. Would you be okay if you can be able to retire in 2 to 3 years so that way you can be able to do this business kind of the same way that I'm doing it?
Rosy. Cuando yo inicié en este proyecto, yo necesitaba mensualmente de 3 a 4 o 5 mil dólares por mes. Rosy, ¿cuánto estás necesitando tú para cubrir tus costos de vida?
Rosy, this is me, right? I pay all these debts and all that, but now I can be able to cover my expenses from 4 to 5 thousand on a monthly basis. So in that way, I can be able to cover all my expenses. Like in your case, how much do you need for you to be able to cover your monthly expenses?
Ella me puede dar una cantidad. Rosy me puede decir $2,000-$3,000.
Probably this lady can be able to give me, you know, an amount. It will be $2,000 to $3,000.
Al momento que yo estoy hablando con ella, yo tengo mi presentación frente a ella. Nunca puedes tener el plan de superación, el one-on-one, viéndolo tú. Tienes que voltear la hoja y ir señalando con la pluma. Es por eso que tú ya te la sabes de memoria. Le pones la cantidad, volteas la página, entonces ella te va a decir, no, pues necesito $2,000 to $3,000.
So this is one of the things that are really, really important because in that way you can be able to memorize the stuff and you have something to show to them. You can be able to turn in front, so in that way they can be able to read it. That's why it's important that you need to be able to memorize all these data. So in that way they can be able to see it.
Perfecto. Esto se llama, Lupita, el preludio. Poder, okay. Esto se logra solamente en un minuto. Yo les estoy explicando a ustedes con detalles, pero esto que yo estoy hablando, yo se lo digo a ella en un minuto y gano la confianza de Rosy.
So you can be able to do this in about 1 minute. I know that right now I'm explaining and I'm giving you a lot of details, but that's one of the things that you need to be able to accomplish in a minute. So in that way, the person feels comfortable with you. So in that way, they can be able to share all these details, these personal details with you.
En esta parte se llama edificación a tu líder.
So this part is when you edify your leader.
Al momento que ella me dijo que necesita esta cantidad, yo la voy a llevar al paso número 3, en donde hablamos acerca de las diferentes formas de generar ingreso. Esto quiere decir que cuando Rosy me dice que ella necesita $2,000 to $3,000, yo le digo a ella, bueno, Rosy, para generar esos $2,000 o $3,000 necesitamos un trabajo, ¿es cierto?
So this is the part when you actually, you can be able to tell them what to do, because they tell you that they need like about $2,000 to $3,000 on a monthly basis. So you tell them, well, for you to be able to accomplish that, you need to get a job, right? So that's how you can be able to start the conversation of what they do need to do.
Dentro del tercer paso, las formas de cómo generar dinero, yo le digo que realmente nosotros cambiamos tiempo por dinero.
So in the third step, when actually they're showing the compensation plan, that's when we share that you can be able to make money, and the way that we do money is by exchanging time to money.
Explicar lo que es un empleado.
Explain what is an employee.
Lo que son negocios tradicionales.
What is traditional business.
El porcentaje de los que son profesionales.
The percentage of people that are actually professional.
Y el porcentaje de los que se dedican a un negocio de red.
And the percentage of people who actually are part of MLM.
Le explico que si dentro de estas personas que son empleadas y profesionales ha visto millonarios, ella me va a decir que no.
And I share with them if in the part of employees and ¿Cuál era el otro? Empleados y
negocios de redes.
Oh, if they can be able to see if they have millionaires in any of those.
Ella me va a decir que no. Entonces tú le tienes que explicar que el 42% de ricos y millonarios nace de un programa de redes de mercadeo.
And you need to explain to that person that 42% of millionaires actually come from an MLM, a network marketing business.
Antes de que ella me persuada, recuerda que en una presentación nunca debes permitir que el invitado te interrumpa. Tienes que ser muy inteligente para llevarlo a las decisiones.
So one of the things that you need to be able to understand is that you will never allow a prospect to interrupt you, because you need to take your prospect all the way to the point of making decisions.
Y tener mucho contacto con ellos.
And you need to have like a lot of contact with them.
Contacto y al mismo tiempo la llevo al paso número 4, en donde al momento que la persona le estás hablando de negocios, de redes de mercadeo, lo primero que piensa la gente es que ya están cansados de vender. Y lo llevo a la parte de liderazgo, en donde le menciono por qué la mayoría de los programas, Lupita, o de redes de mercadeo, llegan a fracasar o no tienen éxito.
So that's one of the things that you need to be able to take the person to the fourth step, that is actually where they try, they always complain that they are tired of selling, and that's why you need to be able to take them to the next part.
Ahí le menciono 4 puntos que yo se lo resumo en uno. Número 1, la gente está cansada porque son programas basados en ventas, falta de liderazgo, difícil de duplicar y diversidad de productos.
So this is a 4-point thing, but I actually put it just in one step, because many people are like just tired because of sales, but actually like what they want is like to have like a better leadership.
Entre eso, yo le resumo que estoy muy agradecida porque encontré uno de los mejores proyectos donde nosotros no vendemos productos, no hacemos inventarios, que todos los que están aquí ya saben lo que estoy hablando, no hacemos entregas, no hay papeleo y no estamos cobrándole a la gente. Estás en una de las mejores oportunidades donde no vas a hacer 5 actividades que en el pasado posiblemente realizabas.
One of the things that I share with her is that actually I'm grateful because of this business, because there is no inventory, there is no delivery, there is no that you need to go after the customer so they can be able to pay. There is no payment, there is nothing. And, you know, like many people that they are involved in sales, they know that there are like more than 3 steps, there are like about 5 steps that people who are actually selling. Because we don't have a product, like a physical product, so we need to carry around. So many people will understand what I'm talking about.
Dentro de eso viene la pregunta clave cuando iniciamos lo que es la presentación de oportunidad. Y es lo que todos nos sabemos, Lupita. ¿Cuántas personas conoces que usan electricidad, verdad? O gas natural.
So, like, the key question comes around at this point. And, you know, like this question is, we all know this question. How many people do you know who use electricity or natural gas?
¿Cómo tú lo puedes aplicar esa pregunta en el 101?
How you can be able to apply this question in the 101?
Rosy, ¿conoces tú gente que usa electricidad?
For example, Rosy, do you know people who actually use electricity?
¿Por qué hacemos esta pregunta?
Why we make this question?
Porque en el momento del preludio, es el momento exacto para tú identificar si tu invitado está interesado en lo que le estás presentando o solamente lo vas a convertir en un consumidor de electricidad.
Because you're actually going to be able to find out if they're going to become a customer or they're going to be interested in the business.
Perfecto. Porque ya cuando ella me dice que sí, que ella conoce gente que tu gente que usa electricidad, pues es ilógico.
Because at the point when she said like yes, I know a lot of people that they use this, and it's illogic that I'll say no because everybody uses this.
Rosy, por eso yo me di la oportunidad no solamente de convertirme en un consumidor de electricidad.
Rosy, that's why I give myself the opportunity not only to become a consumer of electricity, but also to do this as a business.
Este proyecto te ofrece un momento de quietud, un momento de una hora que tú puedes dedicarle a este proyecto sin dejar tu trabajo, porque es tu entrada principal.
And Rosy, that's why I started doing this, because you can be able to dedicate at least 1 hour, and you are not obligated to leave what you're doing right now. So in that way, you can be able to develop this, not leaving your job.
No le estoy hablando del plan de compensación. El momento es perfecto, un sistema que funciona. Me ahorro tiempo.
I'm not talking about, like, the business. I'm not talking the compensation. I'm not talking about, like, the numbers. I save time.
Simplemente me voy al paso número 10 del plan.
I just skip all the way to step number 10 from the 101.
Mencionándole dos palabras cauciosas.
Just sharing with her with two particular words.
Ese es un pre-cierre.
This is a pre-closing.
Exacto. Le digo, Rosy, antes de avanzar con la presentación, quiero hacerte una sugerencia. Yo estoy buscando dos tipos de personas en este proyecto, en este negocio.
Rosy, I'm just looking for two people, so in that way they can be able to do this, this business. I just want to make sure.
Personas realmente que quisieran ahorrar en el servicio de electricidad, que tengan mejores beneficios.
People who actually want to save money or want to be able to get better benefits in their services.
Y a un grupo de personas que también ganen dinero a través del ingreso de clientes y amigos que traigan al proyecto.
And actually as well, a group of people who would like to make income from the people that they bring into their business.
Estas son preguntas claves, Lupita. Preguntas claves porque de ahí va a depender ya si ves que ya está teniendo más interés en la decisión de ser una socia.
These are key point questions, because in that way you will be able to identify if they want to be able to become a customer or consultant.
Cuando ella me dice que sí.
When she says yes.
Rosy, quiero presentarte la parte importante, por qué nosotros estamos preocupados en ayudar a las personas y orientarlas a que hagan un cambio en su servicio de electricidad.
Then, Rosy, that's why I want to be able to help out to people so they can be able to see why we are so worried to help people to actually get better benefits to get electricity.
Es muy importante para todos nosotros, Lupita, que cuando un nuevo prospecto lo traes a la presentación o al 101, cuando le das tanta información, llega un momento que ya no quiere saber nada porque piensa que cómo se va a aprender todo lo que yo le estoy enseñando.
And this is a really important thing, because when you bring a prospect to a presentation, they get overwhelmed with all the information that we give it to them. And people get scared because they feel like they cannot be able to memorize all the information that we are giving to them.
Cuando ella me da la oportunidad, solamente le hablo un poquito acerca de lo que es la desregulación, no totalmente, lo más breve y lo más conciso.
When she gives me the opportunity to learn, like, more information, I can be able to share a little bit more about deregulation and, you know, like, just from the surface. You don't want to give them, like, more information than it is, because they just want to give, like, you know, like, a small resume in, you know, like, the most important thing.
No me van a dejar mentir los consultores que están ahorita en esta conferencia, que muchas personas quisiera saber quiénes somos nosotros, porque muchas personas aún hasta la fecha no saben quién es Ambi.
I bet that there is many consultants that are here in this call, that there is many, many people that they would like to know who we are, because at this point there is, like, so many people that they don't have no idea who is Ambi.
¿Por qué? Porque nosotros no hacemos publicidad y las bases principales ustedes ya la conocen.
And why? Because we don't do enough publicity. And you know why, and why we are not doing this.
para que tú les presentes a Ambi quiénes somos, quiénes son los fundadores y qué es lo que ha hecho ahora Vistra Ambi en nuestra empresa con 13 billones de capitalización bursátil.
So for you to be able to go and talk to people and share who we are, who is Ambi, what Vistra is doing, and who we have in like more than 13 billion that we're backing us up and all that kind of stuff.
Tienes que resumir en breve, en menos de 30 segundos, lo que es la desregulación, cómo nacieron las compañías, para después ponerles el postre en la mesa, que somos Ambit Energy.
It's for you to be able to share all this information in less than 30 seconds, so in that way you can be able to put, quote it, the dessert in the table, so in that way they can be able to be curious of what is Ambit.
Por eso es importante tener siempre las herramientas en tus manos, que es la revista, donde están los primeros dueños, donde está ahora nuestro gran dueño de Vistra Ambi. Y de esa manera, pues, también les presento en breve los testimonios, porque hoy en día, si ustedes saben, hay muchas compañías que fraudulentas, que, perdón que se esté mencionando ahorita aquí en esta conferencia, pero yo le he vivido. He transformado muchos clientes que ahora están contentos de que les llegue un recibo de Ambi Energy a sus manos, cuando anteriormente ellos no sabían a quién estaban pagando la compañía. Por eso es importante que tú los enamores y los informes, porque mucha gente viene formada, pero no está informada, Lupita.
True. And there is like many, many people that they don't have no idea of what they have. And I know that there's many other companies that they are there. And that's why it's so important that we give the information to people, because I have experienced that there's like many customers out there that they're actually dealing with other companies that they don't have the integrity. So that's why it's important for us to be able to make them fall in love with us, because in that way they can be able to stay and they can be able to be happy of receive a bill with the name of Ambit Energy in their hands every month.
Dentro del plan 101, desde el paso 1 que yo te hablé ahora, hablé ya del 1 hasta el paso número 10.
Right now, we've been talking about, like, from step 1 all the way to step 10 of the 101 of what I do.
Cuando un nuevo consultor se firma,
when a new consultant sign up, believe
créeme, exacto, créeme que cuando les estás dando la presentación, aún no entiende lo que es un cliente y lo que es un consultor.
When you are actually sharing with them, they don't understand what is a consultant and what is a customer.
Por eso yo tomo mi presentación one así con mi mano, mi palma en el 101.
That's why I took my presentation by the hand and I can be able to share with them.
Rosy, lo que yo te acabo de presentar aquí con mi mano puesta aquí en esta presentación es todo lo relacionado a lo que reciben de beneficios un consumidor de electricidad.
Rosy, this is what I have for a person that is just an energy consumer.
Los clientes no ganan dinero.
The customers doesn't make money.
Pero hay una diferencia.
And there's a difference.
Entre un cliente y un consultor es el que gana dinero.
There's a difference between a customer and a consultant, because the consultant is the one who makes the money.
Rosy, ¿te gustaría ser un cliente o un consultor o las dos cosas?
Rosy, what would you like to be, a customer or a consultant or both?
Dentro de esta presentación tienes que hacer varios cierres.
During this 101, you need to be able to do few closings.
Rosy me dice las dos cosas.
If Rosy says both things.
Ahora, Rosy, te voy a presentar la manera como yo gano dinero, cómo gana Marta, cómo gana Lupita.
So, Rosy, now I'm going to share with you the way that we make money, the way that I make money, the way that Marta is making money, the way that Lupita is making money.
De una manera sencilla, yo nomás le hablo de marketing así, ¿no?
A way, like really simple, I just share from marketing to senior.
$100.
To customers, $100.
¿Quieres ganar más?
You want to make more?
Pones dos clientes más, cuatro clientes y un bono de 4.5.
And then you will be able to put two more customers and then you will be able to make a bonus of 4.5.
¿Qué necesitas en marketing? 6 socios para promoverte a regional.
What you need for marketing? 6 consultants, and that way you can be able to promote to regional.
18 en código regional para llegar a senior.
18 for you to be able to become a senior.
Y los bonos de liderazgo.
And the bonuses of leadership.
Perfecto. Cuando ella ya entiende, este proyecto nosotros siempre le llamamos pasitos de bebé.
This way that we're doing it, we always say that this is baby steps.
Lo más simple, lo más abstracto.
The more simple, the more abstract.
De igual, el ingreso residual.
The same thing, the residual income.
Después de que ya le expliqué el plan de compensación.
After I explained the compensation plan.
Le digo que se olvide de todo lo que le dije.
I told her to forget about everything I just said.
Y le digo, ¿quieres saber cómo empezar a ganar dinero?
You want to learn how to actually to start earning money?
Bien sencillo, Rosy.
Really simple, Rosy.
Nos vamos a marketing, vas a buscar 4 clientes que yo te voy a ayudar cómo entrenar y adquirir los clientes.
We're going to find 4 customers and I'm going to be able to train you how to, for you to be able to get these customers and sign them up.
Y vas a buscar en tu lista, ya saben lo que es la lista, 3 amigos.
And you would like to find from your list, you guys already know what is a list.
Igual como Rosy.
The same as Rosy.
Igual como Lupita.
The same as Lupita.
Igual como Pedro.
The same as Pedro.
Son 3 socios.
There's 3 associates.
O consultores.
Or consultants.
Y los 3 vamos a trabajar en equipo.
And the 3 of us, we're going to work as a team.
Rosy, ¿cuántos clientes tiene que traer Lupita para que le paguen?
How many customers Lupita has to bring so that way she'll be able to get paid?
Me va a decir 4 clientes.
She will say 4 customers.
¿Cuántos va a traer Pedro?
How many Pedro needs?
¿Cuántos va a traer Juan?
How many Juan needs?
Esto es como pasitos de bebé. La madre de la enseñanza es la repetición.
This is like baby steps. The mother of the teaching is the repetition.
Y tienes que repetírselos hasta que te canses.
And you need to be able to repeat this until you get tired.
Ya que tengas a esos 3 amigos, les vamos a enseñar que traigan 3.
And now that you have these 3 friends, you're going to teach them that they're going to bring another 3.
Y los mismos se repiten regional.
And the same 3 become regional.
La madre de la enseñanza es la repetición.
The mother of the teaching is the repetition.
Pero es más fácil, Lupita, que se canse un consultor de experiencia que un nuevo consultor.
But it's a lot easier that a consultant with experience and get tired than a new consultant.
Porque perdemos la visión de ayudar y enseñar.
Because we fail in the vision of learning and teaching.
Y tenemos que saber que un
and
marketing,
we need to know that the marketing
tiene que caminar contigo a regional.
Has to walk with you all the way to regional.
Y seguir el mismo paso.
And then follow the same steps.
Rosy, aquí pasa la magia.
Rosy, this is where the magic happens.
Que cuando llegas a regional, empiezas a ganar los bonos de liderazgo.
That when you become a regional, that's when you'll be able to start earning the leadership bonuses.
Pero como te convertiste en el maestro de la enseñanza, repetir y enseñar.
But because you become the teacher of the learning and teaching and then repeat it.
Rosy va a saber qué son los bonos de liderazgo desde regional hasta nacional.
Rosy will be able to know what the leadership bonuses are all the way to regional, all the way to national.
Por eso nosotros le llamamos el plan de 90 días, la madre de la enseñanza, desde marketing a senior, 90 días.
That's why we always teach this. This is the way of doing the 90 day, because this is how we continue doing the teaching,
Rosy,
the mother teaching.
En resumen, ya en el plan de 90 días, yo te voy a enseñar y vas a entender lo que es la duplicación.
Okay, Rosie, so now in the 90-day plan, you will be able to find out what it is the duplication, and I will teach you.
Para que tengas importantes ganancias.
So you can be able to start getting important winnings.
Número uno.
Number one.
Aprende a conocer tu negocio de marketing a senior.
Learn how to be able to know your business from marketing all the way to senior.
Aprovechando los entrenamientos.
Taking advantage of all the trainings.
Promoverte regional.
Promote to regional.
Y en ese plan de 90 días. Entonces, vamos a entrar al plan de 90 días. Conoce tu negocio, toma entrenamiento, promuévete a regional y tu energía gratis.
So, let's start this 90 days. Let's get yourself all the way to regional and then let's get your free energy.
Y la clave del éxito.
And the key to success.
Darle seguimiento a tus consultores.
Give a follow-up to your consultants.
Y mantener siempre el momentum.
And always maintain the momentum.
Para finalizar, Lupita.
To finish up.
Cuando nuestro Señor Jesucristo estuvo aquí en la tierra.
When our Jesus Christ was here in earth.
Jamás hizo excepción de personas.
He never make an exception with people.
Y siempre se tomó de lo malo, no de lo bueno.
And he always get from the bad, not from the good.
Y no solamente formó grandes hombres.
And not only he formed great men.
Formó grandes líderes.
He also formed great leaders.
Es el mejor coach.
He is the best coach.
Pero lamentablemente.
But sadly.
En este proyecto muchas veces nos olvidamos del liderazgo y nos convertimos en agentes de ventas.
Sometimes we forget about leadership and then we become salespeople.
Y tenemos que aprender a ser patrocinadores.
And we need to be able to learn how to become sponsors.
Patrocinadores que ayuden a otros patrocinadores.
Sponsors who help sponsors.
Y sé que estoy hablando aquí a muchas personas que posiblemente pasamos por diferentes crisoles.
And I know for a fact that some people in here, we go through certain things.
Pero este proyecto te enseña como el barro al alfarero.
But this project will help you out as to learn.
Que si no aprendes a lastimarte las manos.
But if you don't know how to hurt your hands,
no vas a crear grandes figuras.
You will never find out how you can be able to create beautiful figures.
Y no habrá quien te siga.
And you will not be able to have no one to follow you.
Ese es el momento más oportuno a pesar de las crisis que hemos vivido.
This is the best time, full of opportunity, even though that we went through different crises.
Donde las personas están buscando mejores oportunidades de trabajo.
When other people are trying to find better opportunities.
Y Andy, en los momentos más difíciles es donde más empleos ha facilitado.
And Andy, in the worst moments is where they be able to create better jobs and opportunities. They've been created.
Lo que tu servidora te ha proporcionado esta noche no ha sido por gracia.
What your myself is being able to share with you is not being able to do it just because.
O un regalo que me llegó del cielo.
Or it was just like a gift that came from heaven.
Pagué el precio después de tantas horas de trabajo. Yo quería regresar a mi casa, pero tenía un compromiso moral con Rigoberto Yepes.
I pay the price because I have a moral debt with Rigoberto Yepes.
Donde él tenía que viajar desde McAllen, él todavía era senior y estaba medio tiempo en AMBI. Yo no podía pagarle más.
When he was only a senior, he was traveling all the way from McAllen and I will not was even able to think about like I was going to pay him back.
Se le costó sueño, tiempo y dinero.
It took him dreams, time, and money.
Por eso él está donde está ahora.
That's why he is where he is right now.
Y esa historia se está repitiendo en mí.
And that story is being repeated with me.
¿Te gustaría vivir más tranquilo, más en paz?
Would you be able to live more calm, more in peace?
No te desconectes de tus sueños.
Don't get disconnected from your dreams.
Y trata de aprender lo más que puedas.
And try to learn the most that you can.
Y verás los resultados esperados.
And you will be able to see the results that you're waiting for.
Espero que lo que les he aportado con todo mi corazón haya sido de gran bendición para ustedes.
I hope that what I was able to share with you guys tonight, it was a huge blessing.
Gracias, Lupita. Si hay alguna pregunta más, estoy para servirte.
Thank you so much. She said that. Thank you so much, Lupita.
Did we lose her again?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Carmen, for being here with us. I know this is a long call, but it was amazing. Yo sé que fue muy larga esta llamada, pero fue maravillosa. Muchísimas gracias, Carmen.
Gracias, Lupita. Un abrazo a todos.
Thank you, guys. A huge hug from Carmen. You guys want to say something to Carmen? Please do it.